embodying your true nature, surrendering to your light. Growing into being your very self. The state of profound intimacy with your own existence. The path is your own. You are not following an external path, yet another conditioning. The teaching is simply describing your deeper self, helping you to awaken your spiritual potential so you can truly be yourself. To seek your ultimate self, the flowering of sacred individuality. Born from the womb of existence. For that to take place, we must sense in our being the purpose of our creation. A true spirituality has never become part of the collective consciousness. The moment spiritual knowledge is being possessed by the collective, it becomes corrupted. Tainted by the insincerity and lack of intelligence of humanity. The nature of the path is such that it always was, is, and for a long time will be a secret. It is hiding itself from the eyes of the profane. And reveals its inner truth to those who are worthy. That's why it cannot be propagated, advertised. It is the wisdom of life, the wisdom of the soul, that has to bring together the seeker and the guide. To move beyond the dimension of me, the prison of that phenomenal existence, that subconscious construct, which is being called by people reality, while it is just a shadow. Pale reflection of the truth. To move beyond the dimension of me is grace unimaginable. The odds for that to happen in this reality are astronomically small. It is the dimension of forgetfulness, the conspiracy of forgetfulness, where everyone is lost and is instinctively protecting that condition of being lost. The illusion of meaning that this reality offers. Where from the spiritual perspective, everyone is in agony. we are opening a door for you, door that takes you out from the here. To the mystery beyond it. And yet it is you who has to pass through this door. That is your responsibility. That is your privilege. And yet some of you get distracted by the Maya, by your survival problems, by your subconscious tendencies, by your human desires, by your fears. You lose the focus on the essential. How many years you have left, you don't know. This reality is unstable. It can fall apart in any moment, like a dream vanishing into nothing. At the end, what remains is you and your relationship with reality that is unconditional. Everything will be taken away from you except your soul. That is the only thing that you own, that truly belongs to you, if you meet yourself as who you truly are, the eternal being. It is your responsibility as a seeker to manifest the qualities of strength, one-pointedness, devotion to the real. And to be unshaken by the disturbances of the world. None of you are in any religious structure. Each one is a normal human living in the world. And yet, there is something to be renounced. You cannot have it all. The time is limited. The amount of energy that you have is limited. You have to be totally focused so that time between the now and the moment you leave this dimension is filled with evolution. it is better not to live than being separated from your true nature. It is better to die. This lifetime is your chance to begin to live the real life, to awaken from dead, from the illusion of living. Life will be challenging you, testing your resolve. And you must conquer your weakness so that you can serve your soul. With total devotion. By serving your soul, you serve whole existence. Your soul is bigger than you. Its essence is universal. What that reality needs above all is light. There's no light here. We are like travelers moving from one dimension to another dimension, changing our location in existence. The dimension of the soul is like another world. Unimaginable for anyone who is locked in the realm of me.